This is With Intrepid Heart Sermons, sermons preached by Reverend Adam Moline at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can find our website at goodshepherdlincoln.org, and the texts for our sermons each week follow the historic one-year lectionary. Let's listen in to today's sermon. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text is the gospel lesson just read. You may be seated. In that gospel lesson, dear friends in Christ, Jesus tells a parable in which a master generously pays his workers, those who are out in his vineyard, the same amount across the board, whether they worked for the whole 12 hours of the day or whether they only worked for 1 hour. And the master has that right, doesn't he? To pay his workers what he wants, how he wants, to do it evenly if he sees fit. I mean, it's his money that he's handing out at the end of the day. He has the right to spend it how he wants. And if that wasn't enough, he already has struck a deal with all of the workers, whether they were there for an hour or 12 hours, to work for a specific amount. The workers receive their wages. The master has told no lies. He has fulfilled his end of the bargain perfectly. But you know that sinful people don't think that way. Once they begin to work, they start to think more about themselves than they should. During college, I worked summers at Nebraska Book Company, sorting and packaging books to be sent out to different college bookstores across the country. The books would come down this long conveyor belt, and standing across from me was another man, and the two of us stood there 8 hours a day putting books into boxes and taping the boxes shut. And not to brag, but we were good at it. Our station was the fastest book packing station in the whole facility. We packed 1.5 times the number of books as the next fastest station was able. And after a while, we started to think pretty highly of ourselves. We started to think we deserved something extra since we were doing so much more than the other people who were there. It's only fair if we're packing 1.5 times the number of books that we should get some sort of a kickback or a reward for what we were doing. All people do this. All people think this way. Perhaps I should say it this way: all sinful natures naturally compare themselves to others. Tell themselves how much better they are than the others, that they deserve a special reward or special recognition or even sometimes special power or authority within the organization. After all, we're so good, right? Shouldn't we get more as payment, as a reward? That's what the workers in our parable are doing. They agreed to work at one rate, but now that they look around, they think they deserve something more. You know, because we worked in the heat of the day, and they didn't. The master in our parable won't stand for that. It's his vineyard. It's his money that's paying the bills. He gets to decide what to do, how his money is used. And he asks the question, do you begrudge my generosity? Now, that translation brings across the idea, but it's even more vivid in the Greek. It doesn't say, do you begrudge my generosity? But instead it says, do you give me the evil eye because I am good? It sets the goodness of the master against the evil sinfulness that's displaying itself from the heart of the workers. And it's not only a story about workers in a vineyard, it's a story about Christians and the kingdom of God. No, it's not about unionizing workers or fair wages or anything like that. It's about Christians receiving their reward from God. It's a reward that has been purchased and won for you, not with gold or silver, but with the holy precious blood, innocent suffering and death of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for you. Your forgiveness belongs to him because he earned it. All authority in heaven and earth belongs to him. He died so that you could live by his gift, by his grace. And God invites you to receive that reward, calling, gathering, enlightening, and bringing you in to his holy Christian church, the vineyard. He calls you to be Christian and to live and work as a Christian. Now, that does not involve idleness in the public sphere. It doesn't involve sitting around or scrolling through Twitter to learn the latest thing your political opponent has done. It doesn't involve sitting around and watching TV all day. It involves working in the vineyard, acting like a Christian. That means serving your fellow Christians and serving God. That service can take place in many ways. We see an example of it here on Wednesday nights. Christian parents serve their children by teaching them the faith, by bringing them into the church, by helping them to learn their memory work, by showing them how to behave in the sanctuary on a Wednesday evening or even on a Sunday morning, reinforcing God's word as it comes into their ears. A Christian spouse works in the vineyard in the same way, encouraging their spouse in the Christian faith, sitting next to them in the pew, forgiving them when their spouse sins against them. Either way, and perhaps even in the marital relation, we see this more clearly as spouses age. As one grows sick or weak, and the other lovingly cares for them, working in the vineyard, serving God and neighbor. And Christians even do this for one another. They love one another. They support one another. When a member of the congregation dies, the rest of the congregation rallies together to support that person who's hurting. I've seen it happen. When I go into the home of a Christian who's died, there's no place to sit on the couch because so many Christians have already brought them rolls and bars and desserts and food as they've come by to bring their condolences. This is working in the vineyard, working in the church. You should do this. There's no higher or more important work than these things. This is your Christian purpose, to love God and to serve your neighbor. As St. Paul writes to the Ephesians, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And when you do your Christian work, you receive your Christian wages, eternal life, peace, comfort, and joy with God in His kingdom, world without end. After all, God has won that for you by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And now God has called you into His communion through the faith. God calls you to serve because He first served you. But our sinful hearts and our evil eyes, to quote our gospel lesson, struggle to believe this. As we enter the church, rather than looking to the promises of God, our evil eye wants to look at the things that we have done, find our justification in those good works we have accomplished. And so our faith begins to trust in those things rather than in Jesus. We begin to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And we do this as we observe the people around us and compare ourselves to them. Well, surely I deserve more because I serve more. I pray more. I love more. I cleaned that nasty mess in the church. I give more money in the offering tray. I taught Sunday school longer than anyone. I'm an elder. I'm on the council. I served in a district office. I served in a synod office. Even pastors do this. You hear it all the time at pastors' conferences. I served a bigger congregation longer and more faithfully than you. I preach better than you. I observe more holy days in the liturgical calendar than you. Without me, no one in the entire congregation could possibly have ever been a Christian. Evil eye, evil heart, lies of Satan. What Christ teaches in our parable today is this, that when we pretentiously grumble, when we compare to others, when our evil eye sees how much more we have done than those around us, it means that our eyes have lost sight of Jesus. And thereby, our faith has been hurt. Do you remember whose goods pay the bills in our parable? The master's. The reward belongs to him because he died for it. He is good. We are sinful. Jesus won heaven by his work, the work that we have displayed here, 8 feet tall in the front of our sanctuary. The work of the cross. Your reward is not determined by how much work you do in your faith, or by how long you do it, or by how hard you do it, but it is determined by what Christ has done for you, and that alone. And he's free to do what he wants with that reward by his choice, for all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. So repent. Repent of your evil eye, looking inward at your own heart rather than at Jesus. Repent of begrudging. Repent of sinful self-justification. Repent of bragging to others. Repent of your self-surety. Repent of being so full of yourself and being unable to see it. Repent and turn your eyes to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He did all the work. The reward belongs to him. He can do with it what he sees as right, and he chooses to give to you the kingdom. Not by your works, not by earning it, but because he is good, because he is love, and because he loves you. Yes, we serve in his vineyard as he has called us to do, but he gives the reward. He gives it to you in the waters of holy baptism, where he marks you with his name, where he washes away your sinful self-justification and all of your guilt. He gives it to you through the words of the pastors, which are actually his words, when they say, "I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." He gives you your reward when he gives you his very own body and blood to eat and to drink, so that by doing you may receive forgiveness, life, and salvation, the greatest wage that you could ever have. He gives you his kingdom across the board to all of you and to all people of the world who believe in his name, because he is good, not because you give him the evil eye, not because you grumble, not because you begrudge his generosity. You will receive Christ's reward because, as St. Paul says to Timothy, he saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace. You will receive your reward, as St. Paul says to Titus, because he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out generously on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. You receive your reward because he saved us and set us free to work in his church, his vineyard. And fruit is born therein, fruit of love, not of hate, fruit of peace, not of conflict, fruit of Christ working in you and through you. You're saved by his work. You're called to serve in the church. You serve one another because he is good. You love because he loves you. You receive your reward because he deigns to share it with you. Salvation unto us has come, we just sang, by God's free grace. In the name of Jesus, amen.
That concludes today's sermon from Pastor Adam Moline. For more information about the Lutheran faith, check out our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org. The title of this podcast, With Intrepid Heart, comes from the conclusion to the Book of Concord, where it is written, "This is our faith, doctrine, and confession, in which we also are willing, by God's grace, to appear with intrepid hearts before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of it." God's blessings on your day.